It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. While fishing recently on a local creek, I became distracted as I cast my fly into the clear, frigid stream. I was not distracted by the surrounding beauty or my ongoing love-hate relationship with fly fishing, but rather the immense variety of sound echoing off the rock outcroppings surrounding the area. The sound came from the various species of birds that call this creek home during certain times of year, or year-round for that matter. One bird in particular caught my eye. A belted kingfisher flew overhead as if on a mission, just as I was, about to catch a fish, of course. Belted kingfishers are common all over the United States and are a migratory species, although quite a few tend to stay through the winter months depending on how mild or cold it is during a particular year. Belted kingfishers are found near lakes, ponds, rivers, and streams that have clear, shallow water and a good supply of fish. The area where I was presents other beneficial habitat for the kingfisher, such as a wealth of streamside trees like water birch and cottonwood. Along with these trees for the bird to perch on while fishing for their daily meals and food for their young are snags and high stream banks. The belted kingfisher is one of the few birds that tunnel into the banks of rivers and streams for nesting. If you look closely at some stream banks, you may see the entrance to the kingfisher's nest placed near the top of the bank to offer necessary protection from predators and rising water during spring runoff. These burrows may be used in consecutive seasons if they're not disturbed. A more important factor in the survival, migration, and success of belted kingfishers is climate change. Studies have shown that inconsistent climate, specifically the inconsistency of winter seasons, can play a major role in the distribution and density of belted kingfisher population. Since these birds feed primarily on fish, they need open patches of running water. At the same time, belted kingfishers are territorial and unrelenting in keeping fellow birds outside of their nesting and feeding areas. The recent inconsistent weather patterns in western Montana can stress the birds as they have to compete with a sudden increase in population density during the coldest season. If you want to observe this bird during the summer and you live near a water source, take care not to beautify your shoreline too much. Leave a couple of snags for the kingfisher to perch upon. Don't pollute the water, and if you're an angler, leave a few fish behind for our avian friend. Jason Brinnenstuhl wrote this week's Field Note. I'm Caroline Kurtz for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. To find out about upcoming events and programs at the center, call 327-0405 or visit us online at www.montananaturalist.org.